Hi, I'm Shelley Hancock, and thanks so much for joining me. Welcome to Shelley's Show and Tell audio snippets. I hope you enjoy this introductory audio and that it inspires you to listen to more of my shows. I'll bring you topics from the aesthetic world about equipment and skincare products. I'll also bring you business ideas, and I'll share personal growth information and a few life story lessons. I'll be writing and recording whenever the inspiration hits me. So please check my website often for new Shelley's Show and Tell audio snippets. First, a quick background about me for those of you that have just found me. I received my aesthetic license in 1988, and I purchased my first skincare center less than 2 years later. I did this with absolutely no business background. In fact, I barely knew how to be a good esthetician, nonetheless a good businesswoman. But I have to tell you, it was the best thing that I ever did. Here it is, now 30 years later, and I'm still loving my career. I retired from the treatment room a few years ago, and I now spend my days mentoring my fellow estheticians, helping you either start a business or take your existing business to the next level. I love using my years of experience to help you achieve success. This industry is definitely ever-changing, isn't it? So we really shouldn't ever get bored if we keep changing with it. Here's how I feel about being an esthetician. Very blessed. How many people have a job or career where every day they get to help people feel good about themselves? We're also very blessed in this industry because it can be very profitable, and it's an industry with many avenues to take. We aren't pigeonholed into doing just one thing. I think that's why I've stayed passionate about this industry for so very long. It's just fun being an esthetician. Okay, enough of that. Today, I'm going to share with you what I call food for thought. These are sayings that I've read over the years that have had an impact on me. They made me stop and think and sometimes even reevaluate the way I go about thinking about things and then my reactions to them. I enjoy sharing these sayings and would love to hear if any of them have an impact on you as well. Here's my first food for thought. I am determined to be cheerful and happy in whatever situation I might find myself, for I have learned that the greater part of our misery or unhappiness is determined not by our circumstance, but by our disposition. Martha Washington said this, and boy, is it true. My husband and I were talking about this not too long ago. How easily something can throw you off the track of being happy and positive, like the driver next to you that cuts you off, or the client that no-shows for a two-hour appointment, and now you're stuck with that huge empty time slot, or your kid that can't seem to pick up his or her clothes, though you just had that conversation about it, and it was the umpteenth million time you had the conversation. Whatever the case may be, it's not about what happened. It's about how you react to what happens, and then, if your reaction is a pissy one, how long do you hold on to that pissy feeling? It can be tough to not have a knee-jerk reaction to something that ruffles your feathers. Or if it does ruffle your feathers, it can be tough to just let it go quickly. I can remember in my younger years having 10-minute conversations in my head while I was in the shower. And I'm not talking about happy conversations. I'm talking about mulling over and over in my head something that happened that got me pissy. What a total waste of time and energy. Remember what the saying said, the greater part of our misery or unhappiness is determined not by our circumstance, but by our disposition. My shower disposition was definitely one of misery, not happiness. Here's another saying. The process of creation is the same for all things, whether you want to bring something to you or you want to remove something negative from your life. If you have a habit you wish to break or anything negative you wish to remove from your life, you must focus on what you want. That means you visualize and imagine yourself in that negative free state right now, right this minute. Imagine yourself in as many scenarios as you possibly can where the negative situation is completely absent. Imagine yourself happy and free. Eliminate any picture from your mind with that negative situation. Just imagine yourself in a state of what you want to be in and feel it as if it's happening right now, at this moment. Now, this is easier said than done, right? Our minds are unfortunately hardwired toward the negative. When we want something different in our lives, we tend to focus on what's wrong rather than focusing on how we want it to be. And that only brings you more of what's wrong. Change can't happen. It can't come to us if our thoughts and words are on the negative stuff that we don't want. Is this making any sense? Years ago, I read an article in a magazine about hardwiring yourself to be happy. Yes, we have to work at changing the hardwiring. Here's the explanation from Rick Hansen, PhD, as to why we are the way we are. It's kind of fascinating. Evolution, our Stone Age ancestors, had to get the good stuff, such as food and shelter and mating opportunities, and avoid the bad stuff, such as predators, natural hazards, and aggression between groups. Good stuff, it differs from the bad stuff in its urgency and impact. If you fail to get the good stuff today, you'll have another chance tomorrow. But if you fail to avoid the bad stuff today, you're toast. So our brains evolved a negativity bias that allows them to learn more quickly from negative experiences than from positive ones. As a result, good experiences tend to bounce off the brain while bad ones go right in. Now, reading that quote was definitely an aha moment for me. Several years ago, my husband and I decided that we were going to be happy no matter what was going on around us. Sounds easy enough, right? No, it was hard. We had to really focus and remind each other. It sounds weird to admit it, but it's true. We had to remind each other daily to be happy. It's very easy for our minds to get off the happy track and onto the pissy stuff. Someone doesn't let you merge easily onto the freeway ramp. You're off the happy track. Someone takes that parking spot you've been sitting there waiting for. Off the happy track you go. That client no-shows or that new client you work so hard on doesn't leave you a tip. Off you go. But you truly can change the hardwiring. It just takes practice. And when you do, it's amazing how things in your life begin to change. Another quote from Mr. Hansen. You can turn your brain into Velcro for the good and Teflon for the bad. I love that one. Here's a quickie. It does not matter how many times you get knocked down, but how many times you get up. That's from Vince Lombardi. We've all been knocked down countless times in our life, and we've all gotten back up again, right? Sometimes it just takes a little longer to get back up when the knockdown is a big one, but we eventually do get up. It's human nature. The key is to do whatever it takes to get back up quickly and moving forward. I envision myself being like one of those wibbles wobble but they don't fall down toys, or kind of like the Matrix move. I sway way back. I almost hit the ground, but nope, she's back up again. So here's one last saying for you. It's from Abraham Hicks, my favorite mentor. Nothing needs to be fixed. Everything is unfolding perfectly. So when you stand in your now accepting that all is well, then from that vibration, you become surrounded by more and more evidence that all is well. But when you're convinced that things are broken, that there's pollution, or that things have gone wrong, that the government is doing conspiracies, well, then what happens is that you get caught up in that vibration. And you begin to manifest that kind of stuff. And then you say, see, I told you that things were going wrong. Boy, can I connect with that one. Have you ever woke up on the wrong side of the bed, just kind of grumpy for no reason? You immediately say to yourself, I know it's going to be a terrible day. Then you stub your toe on the bed frame as you get up. You realize that you forgot to set the coffee maker last night, so there's no hot cup of Joe waiting for you. You pull on your favorite shirt that always makes you feel so good, only to find a stain smack dab in the middle for all to see. Oh, I could go on, right? Then you say to yourself, see, it is a terrible day. No, it really wasn't. Not until you decided to state to yourself out loud and clear your negativity about the day. So the universe did what it does. It brought you more stuff in alignment with your negative vibrations. Wouldn't you prefer the universe to bring you fabulous stuff? Then start each day by telling yourself what a fabulous day it's going to be, and then enjoy the universe bringing you a fabulous day. I've got so many more food for thoughts to share with you, but I'll put those in another audio snippet. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I also hope that you had an aha moment or two yourself. Please feel free to share your thoughts and ideas with me. Email me at contactme@shellyhancock.com. And remember, that's Shelly with an EY. Please tune back in for more exciting adventures on Shelly's Show and Tell Snippets. I'm your host, Shelly Hancock. Until next time, be well and be happy.